speedbuilders.com. Sir, would you give your full name for the court, please?
My name is John R. Tucker, Jr.
Where do you work, Mr. Tucker?
At the 7th District Police Station.
What is your rank?
I am a detective.
Were you employed there in January of 1995?
Yes, sir, I was.
On the evening of January 9, 1995, did you have occasion to be in a rear alley in the area of the 2700 block of King Avenue?
Yes, I did.
Would you tell the court the circumstances surrounding your arrival at that particular alley?
Yes, sir. On that particular evening, while I was in my office, I heard a call about checking an automobile that was in the rear of that block.
Why was this automobile being checked?
It was reported to have been stolen. I left the office and proceeded to that area.
Was this day or night?
This was in the evening, approximately 10 o'clock.
What, if anything, did you do when you arrived there?
I drove through the entire block and then turned into the alley.
Did you see anything when you turned into the alley?
There was an automobile parked in the rear of the car wash. I checked the tag number, and it was identical with the tag number reported on the stolen automobile.
After you checked the tag number, what did you next do?
I left the car in the area and parked my car across the street. Then I radioed the dispatcher.
What information did you give him?
I gave him my location and asked him to send a plain automobile to park in the rear of the block where he could fully observe the automobile.
What was the appearance of the automobile as far as you can recall?
As far as I can recall, it was a Chevrolet, four-door, black in color, and I don't recall the tag number offhand.
I'm going to hand you Government Exhibits 1 and 2 for identification. Can you identify those photographs?
Yes, sir.
How can you identify them?
This is the vehicle. Well, this is the alleyway in the 2700 block of King Avenue.
Is that all you can identify?
Well, that is the vehicle that we set up on that particular night.
Does this vehicle appear to be black in color or another color?
It looks like another color.
What was the color, sir, as far as you can recall?
It wasn't black, but I cannot recall the color.
Mr. Tucker, tell us what you personally did, if anything.
Well, I sat in the parking lot for approximately 10 minutes. I heard a call from the plain automobile saying that the subjects had just started the vehicle and were rolling.
What did you do when you heard that?
I then proceeded into the driveway next to the car wash right in front of the vehicle.
Who was driving the car, if you know?
It was Mr. Harris.
Is there anyone in the courtroom today that you can identify as the driver of the car that evening on January 9, 1995?
Yes, sir. The defendant, Mr. Harris.
Would you identify him by what he is wearing, sir?
A multicolored shirt, and he is sitting at defense table.
Tell us what, if anything, you did then upon seeing the car driven into the alley by Mr. Harris.
By the time I got into the driveway, there was another police car there. I pulled in behind it, put my car in park, and ran up to the vehicle.
Was there a rider in that car?
Yes, sir. It was a Mr. Parker.
Who approached the driver, Mr. Harris?
That was Officer Jones.
What, if anything, did you do, sir, after you arrived at the passenger door of the car?
I opened the passenger door and ordered Mr. Parker out of the vehicle.
Was he then arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
After his arrest and on the scene, did you have an opportunity to have a conversation with him?
Yes, I did.
Where was the defendant at that time?
At the time I had the conversation, we were in my office at the police station. The defendant was in another room.
He wasn't in the same room as Mr. Parker?
No, sir, he was not.
Who was in the room with you and Mr. Parker?
Just myself and Mr. Parker.
In what room was the defendant in?
He was in an adjoining office at the police station.
Who was in the room with him?
Officer Jones was there.
You don't know what they were doing in there, do you?
No, sir.
You didn't hear what they were saying in there, did you?
No, sir.
Did you have an opportunity to look inside the car as you approached it?
I just glanced inside. I didn't do a thorough search.
Did you have an opportunity to look at the ignition itself?
Yes, sir.
What was the appearance of the ignition?
It had been punched.
When you say punched, what do you mean by that?
It was pushed out completely.
Where was it?
Beg pardon?
Was the ignition there?
I don't know how to describe it, but the outer part of the ignition wasn't there.
Will you explain what you mean by that?
The switch was there underneath the dashboard, but the portion of it that you put your key in was not there.
Did you see anything else unusual on it or about the car at that time?
Just glancing, no, I didn't.
Did you personally search the car, sir?
No, sir, I did not.
Did any other officer on the scene look through the car?
I believe Officer Jones did.
You stated, I believe, that you got the call about a possible stolen vehicle sometime around 10 o'clock, is that right?
Well, it was in the evening, sir. I don't remember the exact time.
It wasn't as early as 9 o'clock, was it?
It was dark outside. I was in the office doing paperwork, and I didn't pay that much attention to the clock.
About how far would you estimate you were, in feet or yards, when you parked across the street from the alley?
About 50 yards.
Were there other cars parked around this particular vehicle?
There were other cars parked in the lot, yes, sir.
When you changed your location from where you parked, where did you go?
To the front of the car wash.
How close would that bring you to the vehicle in question?
Well, I was directly around the corner from the vehicle.
Around the corner?
Yes, sir.
Could you see around the corner and see the vehicle there?
No, sir.